Really, basically, you can classify the mitzvahs into three different types. One type is a mitzvah where the technical performance itself is the mitzvah. It's the technical performance, paraduma. Technical performance. It has to be done a certain way, and that's it. Okay? The other type of mitzvah is a mitzvah which has a technical performance, but behind the technical performance lies very very important ideas, very important concepts. Like, for instance, tefillin and mezuzah. Okay, so tefillin is a technical mitzvah, right? I mean, you put on a pair of tefillin. But behind tefillin lie the most important ideas. Okay, mezuzah. As Ram said, a person should be zohar in mitzvahs mezuzah. Why? Because it has in it the most important concepts, Yichud Hashem, Avoso, Yiroso, Talmudo. So you have a technical mitzvah, but behind the technical mitzvah is really the most important ideas, the Yisodos of the Torah. That's the second type of mitzvah. Then you have a third kind of mitzvah where the ideas themselves are the essence. Okay, the ideas themselves are the essence. Excuse me? Like, for instance, you have Berachas HaMazon, or Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is a person not Machaven, Kriya Shema is not Yetzel. Because the mitzvah itself is the ideas. Of course, the one mitzvah which is the greatest mitzvah, and which exemplifies this to the greatest degree, is what? Talmud Torah. Okay. Yeah. There's three kinds of mitzvahs.
Yeah, you're on.
Okay. Three kinds of mitzvahs. One which is simply technical performance. Okay, like for instance, we're getting some paraduma or other mitzvahs, shatnas. You have that's chukim. That's chukim. Shatnas. I mean, I never heard of anyone say that. Okay. So yeah. Never heard anybody say that if you don't wear shatnas, you refrain from wearing shatnas, you have to have some kind of an idea in your mind. this is a technical mitzvah, technical law. Okay? Then you have the mitzvahs which are related to ideas, which are related to the purpose of the mitzvahs. If a person, for instance, fulfills just the technical mitzvah of putting up a mezuzah, so it's the kind of mitzvah of Tzachon Mezuzah. And the kind of that mitzvah. But the Rambam says, however, if a person should be zohar in the mitzvah of mezuzah, because every time he walks in, he walks out, he should think about Yichud Hashem, Avoso, Yiroso, Talmudo. So if a person, that's really the purpose of the mitzvah. So if a person doesn't do that, he's the kind of technical mitzvah, but the benefit of the mitzvah he doesn't have. He's missing the benefit of the mitzvah. The mitzvah was there for a purpose. And that's what the Rambam says. Every time he walks in, he walks out, he's supposed to think of Yichud Hashem, Avoso. If a person doesn't do it, does the technical mitzvah, you can't give him malchus. You can't give him an honor, but he's missing the whole purpose. I mean, God gave the mitzvah for a reason, that a person should see the mezuzah and should think of the ideas when he goes out and when he comes back to his house. Different types of person lives in different types of states. One is he's outside in the world, another one is he's in his home privately. In both situations, he has to think of the ideas, the essential ideas of Kol HaTorah. So if he doesn't do it, he's Mekayem Mitzvah. Well, he wasn't over an Avera, technically. But he definitely forfeited the benefit from the mitzvah. The benefit is the purpose for it. So if he doesn't do that, he misses all benefit. Okay. Then there's another kind of mitzvah, like Talmud Torah, which is the essence is ideas. The essence is ideas. Okay. Could be that that's Eidus, Chukim, and Mishpatim, those three. But anyways. But the in the mitzvos halayla of Leila Pesach, you have really a combination. The only mitzvah really that you have a combination of asiyas hamitzvos, combined with the philosophy and the understanding. And if you miss one of the aspects, it's not like by mezuzah you miss the purpose, the perfection. You forfeited the perfection of the mitzvah. If you don't think about Yichud Hashem, when you see the mezuzah, you forfeit the perfection. But you actually miss the mitzvah itself. And that's Rabbi Gamliel. Kol shlomo shlosh shlomo melech pesach lo yotzei dechavoso. Ve'elein pesach matzah mar. So if the person... The mitzvah of Leila Pesach is really the type of mitzvah as a combination. It's the only time that you have such a thing. Where if you don't explain the mitzvah, if you don't explain the technical performance of the mitzvah, so then you're actually lacking in the mitzvah itself. You're lacking in a siyas mitzvah. That's the way the night of Pesach is really set up that way. It's an interesting thing. It's really a full-fledged, the system operating in its full capacity. Okay? All right. What I want to say, therefore, is that if a person doesn't understand the basic idea, the most basic idea of what Leila Pesach is, he misses the whole Leila Pesach, the whole mitzvah. And that's why, what is the proof of that? The proof of that is that the Haggadah concludes, before the bracha, is l'fichach anachnu chayovim l'hodos, l'halel, l'shabeach, l'foyer, l'romem, l'alej, l'kales, all those things. Why? It means the mitzvos halayla have to conclude with a shir. The sheer means where the sheer where the person is moved, the entire personality is moved, and emotionally, intellectually, combination of the entire personality reaches a certain climax and a certain realization, and he pours forth shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there you see the mitzvah is really not just, you cannot be yotzei the mitzvah. You cannot be yotzei leila pesach. You can't be yotzei the mitzvah leila. If a person just does technical performances, it's impossible. Because I could have a shira. You don't have shira from technical performances. Don't excite a person into shira. Shira means the whole personality is moved. So the Leila Pesach demands that a person understand, has knowledge in chokhmah, and understands the main idea of the night. If he doesn't grasp the main idea of the night, I mean, he could say halal, but he's quoting psukim, the empty psukim. I mean, the kiyum, it's a kiyum belev. Shira is a kiyum belev. You can't say shira. Shira, you can't say shira technically. It's impossible. I mean, so therefore, you see, insofar as a person lacks an understanding of what the night is about, he has to lack in the performance itself. That's really the uniqueness of the mitzvah salayla of Leila Pesach. It's a unique kind of a mitzvah. It's interesting. What I'd like to do, really, the halal that you say over here is you would not be yotze. The psukim of the halal are really, you utilize the psukim. But if you just say the psukim, and you don't really have any ideas behind the psukim, they're not meaningful to you, then it's there's no real kiyum halal. What kind of kiyum halal is it? You said psukim is not a time for kriyas kisvei kedush. It's a halal where you're using these psukim, but you're using the words because we realize that our expressions will always be inadequate. So we use shirei David avdecha. So shirei David expresses it better than we could ever express. It's the best form that we can give to our verbalization. But really, it's our verbalization. It's the hollow is, we borrow the hollow and utilize it for ourselves. But really, it has to be our own shira. If there's no shira there, if you don't feel any shira, then it's simply worthless. Okay. So therefore I say it's important to grasp the main idea of the Laila. If you don't grasp the main idea of the Laila, so then the whole Laila has no meaning. Okay? It's a unique kind of a mitzvah. Okay. Now, let's just take a look. It's to try, what I'd like to do is to try to get to that core idea. What is the core idea, the main idea of the Laila? So I'd like to just use the halachas, because the halachas are constructed in a way which they guide you towards the main idea. Okay? Yeah. So let me just start off one question that's in the Haggadah itself, and then we'll go back to the more basic structure of the mitzvah itself. Okay. If you take a look in the Rambam in the Perek Ches, and he has the Haggadah, and then he has the Ficha in Halacha Hay, so he says, Ficha no chayim lahodos, la'osh berach, la'far, la'roman, okay. Of course, Lanu. And that's the whole idea that Chayav Adam b'chold over there. Before you say Shir, you say b'chold over there. Chayav Adam liris as atzma kilu yatzma mitzrayim. That's what it means. If it's not liris as atzma, if he doesn't feel that the yitzias mitzrayim was he patuk, he was actually yotzim in mitzrayim. If he doesn't feel the way, then there's no Shir. I mean, there's no Shir. Shir has to be personal. Has to be personal. Okay. So that's where you say, so that's what, then you say Venema Lafon of Haluko, and then you say the Hallel, and then you chosim Prophet Hashem Wakanabal Halom Asher Golon of Golov Sem and Sain Vigyonu La Lailo Hazeh Lecho Bom Matzah Umarora. Okay. So the Ram says that's really the bracha. Bizman HaMikdash, that was the end of it. That's the whole bracha. That's the bracha. And then it says, "Ubizman hazeh Moshev." And nowadays, Moshev came to the Shem Elokeinu v'Elokei Raseinu yagin l'mordim l'golim acherim abam l'krasenu l'sholom. Okay, smech mirecha v'noch Hashem azoch ma'psochim sheyagin l'mordim zbach l'rotzim v'don l'chashir chorash. But in Zman Abayis, he didn't have that whole last part. Okay. Yeah, so let's just take the bracha the way it was originally, the original bracha. Asher go'alonu v'go'alosim etzayim v'yigyenu alayla zeh lecho b'matzomar. What does it mean? Lecho b'matzomar. That's the purpose of the whole gula, is that we should be able to sit down and eat matzomar. I mean, it's hollow. I mean, it's lechol. What does it mean? Lecho b'matzomar. Okay? Yes, okay. I can do it. Okay. All right. How's that? A little better?
A little better.
Okay. Vigiano, what? Did you hear up till now?
Yeah, it's
difficult. Okay. Vigiano loves a lecho ba matzmar. So just a plain shot, what does it mean, lecho ba matzmar? I mean, what does it mean? Lecho has to have a meaning. Vigiano. What? That's your guess. My guess is lechol b'matzamar. You understand what it means? What? I know. I'm asking you a more basic question. You're asking a question why it doesn't say something else. But I'm asking a more basic question. What does it mean, lechol b'matzamar? Okay. My basic question is more basic than yours. so what does it mean, lechol b'matzamar? Lechol b'matzamar. So you can make recourse to someplace else in the Haggadah where it says. Bavur zeh also Hashem li b'tzeisi mi Mitzrayim, the pasuk says, right? Bavur zeh. So what is bavur zeh? So Chazal say. Chazal learned from that pasuk. Yocham Rosh Chodesh, right? Tamalam bavur zeh. Bavur zeh lo amarti elu b'shor sheyesh matzah morum menachem lefanecha. Because zeh in the Torah always means that there's something there, demonstrable. Zeh, this pointing. Bavur zeh. So zeh is so whenever it says zeh, so it means there's something there. Bavur zeh, asar Hashem li, that's in general. Asar Hashem li b'tzeis Mitzrayim. So what does it mean, matzah mar? So what does it mean, bavur zeh? In order to have matzah mar, God took me out of Mitzrayim. I mean, what does bavur zeh mean? So Rashi says, bavur zeh, it says, l'man she'eshma mitzvoso. So the matzah mar is just an example of the mitzvahs. So bavur zeh asar Hashem li means because of these mitzvahs and other mitzvahs is just an example of matzim of two mitzvahs. Okay. Bavur zeh l'mashir yesh matzim mor menachem lefanecha. Okay. So that's Rashi. If you're going to use that pshat over here, you're going to have a problem. Because they say, you're going to say like this. So it means the mitzvahs. So if that's the case, then Maxim's question, what happened to Pesach? What happened to Pesach? And moreover, what happened to the biggest mitzvah? L'saper b'nisim eflos. The Yeshua said, V'gen l'alaylo azeh, lecho bo matzo moro Pesach, l'saper b'nisim of the niece of she'osolono, v'lavaseno. Okay? That's what Yeshua said. So the main mitzvah of the night, the mitzvah of Shiva, what happened to that? What happened to that mitzvah? Okay, so that's missing. It's missing. Okay. Yeah, okay, let's leave this question. Excuse me? The bracha is just saying, it would seem that the main thing to see is the main mitzvah of the Laila. Okay? Yeah. But at any rate, so that's one question. Okay, let's leave that question. Let's take up an old question that we mentioned many times, but I think somehow or other, I don't think we ever got down to the real core of the what's going on actually in the formulation of the mitzvah salayla, of the mitzvah of the night. Which mitzvah? The main mitzvah, the secret season sign. Okay? Yeah. So the Rambam says that there's a stira, in the Rambam, because the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, in the Asay, he says like this. He says, it's machloikis in the Rambam, between his Sefer HaMitzvos and between his Yad HaChazaka, as to where you learn out the mitzvah of Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim. In the Sefer HaMitzvos, the mitzvah Asay Kufnan Zayin, he says like this. He shetzivonu l'saper b'yitzis Mitzrayim b'leil chamisha osor minison b'tchilas alaylo tifitzachus loshen ha-mesaper v'chol mi sheyosef b'maymar v'yarech ha-dvorim v'agdolas ma'asha osor lono Hashem ma'asha osor lono ha-mitzrim me'ovo v'chomos v'eich lokach Hashem nikmasenu mehem u'lehodos lo yisaw al kol tov shegmalonu yiyya yosetov. The more is Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the good that he did, the better it is. Okay. Now it's like this. V'akosuv shebo al atzivuy hazeh. Where does the Pasuk say, enunciate, formulate this mitzvah? Hu amro v'gadat olavincha b'yom ahu. Okay. So it's derived from v'gadat olavincha. Ubo apirush, v'gadat olavincha yochem arash chodesh, tamlam b'yom ahu yochem b'yom, tamlam b'yom ahu yochem b'yom, tamlam b'yom ahu yochem b'yom ahu. Kloma, mitchilas alaylo atam asapi. Okay. Tchilas alaylo, okay, let's leave that go. We'll exactly answer it. After chasas, before chasas, but whatever. Okay. So if that's the case, so it's derived from v'gadat olavincha, so fine. So in other words, so it means that the night of Pesach is a night of, we mentioned many times, a night of the Masorah, so he has to be Magid, Lebonim, the Nisman Flos. Okay, fine. But then we have a problem, as usual, Halacha is not formulated very simply, because if that would be the case, so then you wouldn't go any further. That would be it. Okay. But the Rambam says like this, V'loshem mechilta mechlal shenema ki sholcha bincha yochalim yisholcha bincha tam magid lo tamalam v'gadat olvincha fi she'ena sholcha. Okay, fine. So even if the child is not motivated by himself, you still have to tell him. Fine. That's okay. Nasir. Ein li elabizman sheyesh lo bein. I would think it's only if he has a son. Okay. Bein olavein atzmo, bein olavein acher minayin. How do you know that if there are other people that are not his children, or even if he's there himself, how do you know he has to miss supper? Talmud lomar vayomu mar shalom zochar se yom hazeh. You should remember this day. Wrote shalom. You should tzivul zochar mar shalom zochar se yom shabbos. So you have to enunciate what the day is all about, and therefore that demands this day is about Yetzias Mitzrayim. You have to go through what was kaveh of the day. Okay, So the kviyas of the day. The kviyas of the day came about through certain nisim and flaws. All right? Ukva yadat the loshen omram, vafilu kulonachom, 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 mitzvah on the sabbath of Zion. All right? So this is a problem. This is a problem. Because if the mitzvah is regarded to Levincha, so it's fine, I understand that even if the ben is in shoel, so you have to tell him fine. But, I mean, if he doesn't have a ben, how do you squeeze that in? That seems to be a stretch. To say a mitzvah is based on Vigarat Levincha, and then even if you don't have a ben, you still have the same mitzvah, it seems almost impossible. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. Semantically, I mean logically. Okay, is the mitzvah Vigarat Levincha, so then ain lo ben is pata. You can't do the mitzvah. Okay. The Rambam in the Yad, it would seem, he learns differently, it would seem he would solve this problem. Because the Rambam in the Yad in Perek Zion says like this, Mitzvah sal sei shel Torah l'saper b'nismin aflos shenasu l'avoseinu b'mitzvayim b'leil chamisha asor b'nismin shenema zochor aseyom azeh asher yitzasim b'mitzvayim k'mar shenema zochor aseyom ha-shabbos. Okay? So it means to say, so the Rambam is saying, without going into what it means, but basically the Rambam is saying that there's a chiyuv from Zochar Sayom Azez the Machayev L'Saper B'Nisim V'Neflos. So then I understand, it has nothing to do with the Ben. It's just a mitzvah that you're machayev from the Saper B'Nisim V'Neflos that happened on this day when God took us out of Mitzrayim. Fine? Okay. Then the Rambam in Bay says, Mitzvah Lo Dia Labunim. So here the Rambam already changed his mind, changed the formula. He says the main formulation is from Zohar Sayom Azeh, that you mechuyif misapa benisim aflos. Okay? And the Vigarat Levincha is somehow or other is a detail, comes under there. Vigarat Levincha. Mitzvah lo di labanim. Okay, so it's better. I mean, it's better. Because it's a detail in the sipur. But still, from a logical point of view, you see, it still doesn't fully resolve the problem, because it would seem to be that one thing has nothing to do with the other. Okay? In other words, I mean, it should be two separate mitzvahs. One mitzvah should be Zochar Sayom Azel Asapa Ben Yisrael Flos, Shenasa Lavaseinu, right? That's one mitzvah. And the second mitzvah should be Vigad Tel Avilch, a separate mitzvah. Can't make two mitzvahs out of it? What are stingy of you? I mean, if you make it two mitzvahs, another mitzvah, Gat al Vinchem, Yesh lo ben, so there's another mitzvah. Two mitzvahs. But apparently the Torah didn't see fit to do that. The Torah didn't see fit to divide it up into two mitzvahs over here. Okay? It could have, that would be the logical way to do it. But somehow or other, the Torah subsumed the Gat al Vinchem, according to the Rambam, subsumed it under Zohar Sayom Azeh. Somehow or other, it's an outgrowth of Zohar Sayom Azeh. But on the surface, it would seem to be completely unrelated. Okay? That's really the problem. So the Rambam in the Yad is a little better. Like I said, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs is just doesn't make any sense if he says derived from the Gad Tel Avincha. Right? Then you tell me, Ein Lo Bein, he's still Chayev. I mean, it sounds crazy. But over here, it's not that impossible, but nevertheless, it still really doesn't answer the problem, because it's two separate things. How do you subsume the Vigarat Levincha under Zohar Sayom Azeh? That's the question. Okay? All right. I mean, the mitzvah can't... Okay. Zohar Sayom Azeh, Zohar Sayom Shabbos. Zohar Sayom Shabbos is not transmission of the Torah. There's no halacha on Shabbos, Vigarat Levincha. So it's a problem. It's a basic problem. Basic problem. All right. But anyways, what do you see from this? I mean, from the question, from the formulation of Sefer HaMitzvah, it's a basic question. Every year it's disturbing. The formulation of Sefer HaMitzvah from the formulation in the Yad, one thing you see clearly, that what? That basically it makes no difference. In other words, insofar as our problem is concerned, it really makes no difference. Because even though the Zohar Sayom Azeh the Yad is a little better, but you still have a problem. You still have a logical problem. So obviously, it doesn't make any difference whether you derive it from the Gad Tel Avincha or whether you derive it from Zohar Sayom Azeh. And so far as this question is concerned, it absolutely makes no difference. Because first off, it made a difference. You can't say the Rambam was nonsensical in the Sefer Mitzvahs. And over here, it still doesn't answer the problem. So obviously, we're missing a central point there. A central point. There's something missing here. A central point. And the real answer has to be that it makes absolutely no difference whether you learn that from Vigalta Levincha or whether you derive it from Zohar Sayyam Azeh. Okay. How is that possible? That's the question. Okay. All right, let's just go for a second, take up something else, okay? There are certain themes and certain themes of the Laila, okay? Like, I mean, yeah, Kol Shlo, Omar Shlo, Shavuot, Pesach, Letzach, Vaseh, Pesach, Matzah, Mar, okay? So Pesach, Matzah, Mar. So Mar is the condition that existed before. Maru, Mitzrim, Eschayei, Avoseinu, B'Mitzrayim. That's rather clear. Okay, so self-explanatory. Matzah, a little harder, but basically matzah is what? What is matzah? What is matzah? What's the theme of matzah? What is the theme of matzah? Okay, what is it? Haste, not haste, no. Haste could be anything. What is the theme? What is the theme? What? No, Geula. The theme is Geula. The theme, that's the theme. It's not my pshat, it's the Ram. I mean, the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Matzal Shem Shenigalu. Right? So there's a theme attached to the mitzvah. Okay? Again, that's what I'm saying. Over here, the theme is essential. Matzal Shem Shenigalu. Okay. And what is Pesach? What's the theme of Pesach? Pesach is the theme also. Okay, why do you say, what? No. What it says in Agada, simple. Yeah, so what is the theme? Right. Pasach Hashem Abatei HaMitzrim, Abatei HaSem, Abatei Benog, Pasach Abatei HaSem Mitzrayim, Benogpo, Esom Sem, Abatei Litzel. Yeah, so what is the theme? Hatzalah. That's right. That's correct. That's the theme. Okay, first let's get the theme. So the theme of Pesach is really Hatzalah. That's what it is. It's not Geula. But most people make a mistake. They think because the Pesach was Makis Bechoros, so that's why it's Geula. But it's not Geula. But it's not Geula. The Baal HaGadol says clearly. Mishnah. Pesach Shalom on Shonach on Shema. Alshum shepasach haKadosh Baruch Hu abate avasein mitzrayim benod pos mitzrayim ves batenu hitzil vayikaram vayishtachava. Why were they mishtachava? Because God saved them. So the theme of Pesach is Hatzalah. Okay. So basically, you have two themes essentially in Pesach Matzamar. One is Geula, one is Hatzalah. Two different things. Geula and Hatzalah, two different things. Okay. So yeah, Geula, by the way, is a notion of Yahadus. Okay, and you can see that Goyim don't really understand it. And the proof is that every one of the Sfarim has a name. Okay? The first Sefer in the Torah is Bereishis. Right? Okay, well, how do they translate it in English? Genesis. Okay, doesn't have exactly the same meaning as Bereishis, but it's close enough. Okay? But the second one, what is the second Sefer? Shmos. What's the Sefer Shmos? It's called what? Exodus. What is it really called? Sefer Hagula. Yeah. And Bond says, Sefer Hagula. The second Sefer in the Torah is called Sefer Hagula. You have this Bereishis, Sefer Hagula. The third Sefer is what? Taraskanim. And then the fourth is what? Chamesh HaPekudim. Pekudim. I was going to say numbers. Okay, that's where it comes from. And the last one is Mishneh Torah. That's it. Okay. But you see, they made a mistake when it came to the second sefer, second book of the Bible. They made a mistake because they called it Exodus. Exodus is not Geula. Exodus is a misnomer. Because they didn't understand. They really should have said redemption. That would be right. They missed the concept of Geula. the idea of Geula was alien to them. They didn't understand what they didn't understand it. So it's an exodus. They went out of Egypt. Okay. They left. But that's not really what it is. It's a mistake. Because they don't have the concept of what Geula is. See, what is the idea of Geula really? The basic idea of Geula. What does Geula mean? The word Geula. Geula means to redeem something. Redemption. Where it says, it says in Vayikra, if a person was poor and had to sell his field, uvog golo akorov elov, vigoales mem karachiv. So what does it mean? It means he redeems it, because redeeming means that the thing is existing now in an unnatural state, a state that it shouldn't be in. And now you're redeeming it back to its original place where it belongs. See, that's Geula. That's what Geula is. That's the idea of Geula. The idea of Geulas Mitzrayim, Geula means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us. It means that we were in an unnatural state. Our energies didn't belong to ourselves. Our energies belonged to somebody, some another nation. They were using us. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Goel Yisrael. It means he redeemed us. But he redeemed us means, see, in redeeming, there's a difference in redeeming and freedom. Freedom means just free. That's the word that it says, Exodus, free. But redeemed has another quality to it. When you say redeemed, it means chiluf. Zetach hazeh. In other words, you had one designation, and now you have another designation. It's not just the removal of one designation and a wild freedom. See, that's cheres. Cheres is just freedom. But in Geula, it's not freedom. It is taking you from one designation, which is an unnatural designation, and bringing you to your real, true designation. That's the Golas Memkarochev. It means he had to sell his field, so now a stranger has his field. It's not in the natural state. Ubo Golo or Korva Golo, he's Goel. And what does he do with it? And he redeems it and he brings it back to its original designation, because it's a Sada Achuza, has a designation that this is his Achuza, and this Achuza is tied to the land because it's the Yerusha that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him. It has a designation. That's Geula. That's what Geula means. Okay? That's the concept of Geula. So the world missed the whole point. When they translated Exodus, the whole meaning is lost. It's a false meaning. So it's a Sefa Geula. That's what it is. That's what Geula really means. Yeah. What's the difference between Avos and Geula? See, the Rambam says. Rambam says in Vav, Perchvi Halacha Vav, he says, Ram talks about laharas. He has to demonstrate. Val dover ze tziva kadosh baruch hu b'tara v'zacharta ki eved ha'yisa kloma kilu ata ba'atzma cho ha'yisa eved v'yatzasa l'cheros. But then he has one word. Could have stopped there. V'yatzasa l'cheros. It's fine. What's wrong with that? No, he says v'nifdisa. That's the last word. V'yatzasa l'cheros v'nifdisa. Why does he add v'nifdisa? Because Yatzasa L'cheres would simply be, that would be exits. Okay, you just remove the other people's control over you. You see, now you're free. But Nifdisa means, Pidyon means a redemption. Okay, redemption means that you were taken from one designation, an alien designation, and you were re-established in the real designation. That designation is designation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, that's Vinifdisa. That's around the word Vinifdisa. Interesting. One word. Could you say that's Lacharis? Not Vinifdisa. Of course, without Vinifdisa, the whole idea is missing. Okay? Yeah. So, that's the idea of Geula. Hatzolah is a totally different than what Michael Burson was asking for. The difference between Geula and Hatzolah. Now, is the difference? Hatzolah is completely different. Hatzolah is simply the prevention of an evil befalling you. That's what Hatzolah is. Because Shapasach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al-Batei Avoseinu Mitzrayim B'Nopos Mitzrayim V'Zbateinu Hitzil. Okay? It means really the decree was on everybody. So, but what happened was HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulled the Jews out from under that decree. Is it benog polis mitzrayim? That's what tainu hitzi. That's hatzalah. So is to prevent an evil occurrence from happening to you. It's a different concept altogether. Gula natzalah, two different things. It's an interesting thing. Okay, so korban pesach is hatzalah, but matzah is really gula. Okay, now you see already why. A little more insight into the bracha, where it says, and not Pesach. It doesn't mention Pesach. Because Pesach is not Geula. Pesach is Atzola. The bracha is Asher Galano. It's on Geula. Okay, that's right. It's only Matzah and Mara. Okay. Different dimension. We like to always split everything. You have this, everything is, you know, conceptualized. Everything has its own department. You don't mix up one thing and the other. Okay? That's the Yisr of Shatnas, yeah. Kalayim. That's the Yisr of Kalayim. And Avariah from the Ramban. Because the Ramban in Gami says, anyone that confuses these two sugyas and thinks they're both the same because they both use the term Dover Gerom Lamoman, he says it's over on Kalayim. Yeah. Hatzola is a theme. Yeah, Hatzolah is a theme, but it's a different concept. You see, I mean, you can't mix the concepts. Hatzolah is a theme of the night. So what do you have? So when you think of all the themes of the night, let's just try to put together. Maybe it won't be a complete list, but the basic list of what are the themes of the night. You have Gula as one theme. You have Hatzolah, okay. That seems to be like a secondary theme, but it's an important theme. Okay, and then what else do you have? Then you have the theme of L'saper Benisu Veneflos, right? L'saper Benisu Veneflos, right? And then you have another theme. What's the other theme? V'gadol Lincha. Okay? V'gadol Lincha. Okay? Basic themes of the night. L'saper Benisu Veneflos, one. V'gadol Lincha is another theme, two. Three, you have a theme of Geula. And four, you have a theme of Atzala. Okay. See, Mora is really part of Geula, because Mora, in other words, there can't be any Geula unless you're showing what it's from. Geula demands a previous state and then another state. So from the Mora to the Matzah is with the, you went from the Mora to the Matzah, so basically that's Geula. Mora Matzah, that's really what it says. Asher Ga'olonu V'Golas of Asenim in Mitzrayim. What does it mean? It doesn't mean, that's what I'm telling you, it does not mean Bavur Zeh, like Rashi says, the mitzvahs, the Kadesh She'eshma mitzvahs. That's not what it means in the bracha. The bracha is really just saying, what is the bracha saying? The bracha is really explaining what we said before, when we started the shir. In other words, we said that the mitzvah, the Leil Pesach is unique because over here the ideas and the technical masim are tied together, and if you miss one half, you're missing the mitzvah of Leil. That's really what the bracha is saying. Asher ga'olonu v'gol av esavaseinu mimitzrayim. Okay, v'giyonu la Leila zeh lechol ba matzah omar. Matzah omar is the technical maisa that reflects the Geula, but it's a technical Maisa, but it's also not just a technical Maisa, it's a Maisa which you must associate, you must have the ideas of the Ma'a. Without the ideas, the Matzah Mara is nothing. You see? So that's why the Geula consists of understanding. What does it mean? It means to say that the Geula, the Chiyuv that we have, is to express the Geula through Matzah Mara. V'giyonu l'alai l'azeh lechol b'matzomar. Why? Because since that's the reason for the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that he was machayev us to express asher ga'olonu al yidei matzomar. That's really what the bracha means. That's why there's no Pesach, there's no Sipur, there's nothing to do with it. Because it's defining the nature of the mitzvahs halalai. These mitzvahs are different. It's not a technical eating of matzah mar. If you just did that, is lo yotzei, that's called shalom or shalom shalom the Pesach, lo yotzei yidei chavasa. But the yom ha'layla zeh lechol b'matzah mar, through achilas matzah mar, the ideas of geula must emerge. So the ideas of geula are tied to matzah mar. And if you don't have the ideas, Actually, that bracha enunciates what we said before, that that these mitzvahs are different, unique, because they combine two things, technical asiya and ideas. Yeah. Very good. That's very good. Yeah, that's very good. Now, Michael's not very good. In other words, why didn't say mara o matzah? And really say matzah. First say matzah, then you say mara. Why? Because you don't go by the historical order. You go by the order of the importance. The importance, the significance is matzah. Because matzah is the kiyum geula. But mara is only there in order to explain what the geula is from. But the essence is matzah. Matzah is really the essence of the mitzvah. It's as simple as geula. But you can't have that without mara. Yeah. It's not a chronological order. It's an order of based on priorities. But it seems to me like this. It seems to me that if you really will miss that these themes, forget it, let's leave Atzilah on the side for a minute. But the three themes of Geula, okay? Geula, and what? And Sipur, Nisu, and Aflos, and the Gadatol Levincha, those three are really intricately bound together. Okay? Atzilah, it seems, can survive without it, aside. But the first three, the major three, which is Sipur, Nisu, and Aflos, and what? And the Gadatol Levincha, and Geula, those three. Those three are intricately woven together. The one Atzilah, it would seem from a logical standpoint, it's significant, but it's separate. Okay? So what I'd like to do is simply understand the underlying idea. There must be an underlying idea behind these three themes. Okay? Sipur Nisim and Aflos, the Gadatol Levincha, and what else? And Geula. Okay, there must be one underlying idea, one underlying concept. And as I said before, that if you miss the main idea of the Lila, the main concept of the Lila, that really the whole significance of the mitzvah Lila is lacking. Yeah. So what I want to say is like this, that it is true, let's take a look at that gutta, it is true that the theme of if you want to look in the Torah itself, the way the Torah itself presents the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, you see, of course, it's tied up with Ki Yisholcha Bincha V'Gadav. I mean, in the Pesukim themselves, Ki Yisholcha Bincha. So that already is a clue to where to go in terms of understanding the mitzvah. What I want to say is like this. That over here, what the Torah is telling you is, it is that the night of Pesach is Lima Torah. You see, because it says Baruch Hamakom Baruch Hu Baruch Shenosim Tal Amar Yisrael, so it's like a bracha of Talmud Torah, and that's what you say Keneged Abba Banim Dibra Torah. So it's a bracha on Talmud Torah. So you see, Talmud Torah is part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, part of Mitzvah Salayla, but it's a certain dimension of Talmud Torah. There's a dimension of Talmud Torah that is separated, taken out, and isolated, and focused on. I mean, that's the way Yahadis works. Yahadis focuses on Yom Tov, and they focus on certain ideas. They do it all the time. But a Yom Tov takes an idea and isolates it and focuses on it and magnifies it and concentrates, gets a person to concentrate on the importance of the idea. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Adin, Malchius, Yom Kippur, Tshuva. I mean, these are ideas you say every day. But Rosh Hashanah is different. It isolates the idea of Malchus. Okay, so that's why Yadus works. Over here, what Yadus did was it took Torah and it took one dimension of Torah and isolated it. What's the dimension? The dimension is Torah, the Torah Sirusha. Torah, in so far as Torah reflects the idea of Yerusha. And really, that Torah reflects the idea of Yerusha is not a side point, but it seems to be an essential. Because probably one of the most famous psukim in the Torah, that's really the pasuk you're supposed to teach a child to say when he first learns how to speak is what? Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Marosh Gilas Yaakov. That's the Vizos HaBracha. Asher dir Moshe Shalakim Lebanesov Nemos, Asher Misinai Bov Vizarch Misei Olomo, Afim Haparon, Vasim Rivas Kodesh, and then Afcha Vivamim, and what's after those two psukim in the history? Torah Tzivolono Moshe Morosha Kihilas Yaakov. It's an interesting thing. Ramban says, Ramban quotes Chazal, why does it say Morosha Kihilas Yaakov? Why doesn't it say Morosha Zera Yaakov? It doesn't say, it says Kihilas Yaakov. So Chazal say why? Because Kihilas Yaakov means even Galen. Interesting thing. It means the whole Kohol. So the Kohol means even those people that are not born Jews, but they become Gerim, so for them also, it's Morusha, it's a Yerusha. Why? Why is it a Yerusha for them? The answer is because Torah and Yerusha are tied together. Same thing. If it would have said Morusha Zera Yaakov, so it would mean that you have to be in this, it's not the Torah itself, it's you, it's your position, you're a Yerush and a Morish, fine. But the stranger that joins you, he's not in that position. He can't be a Morish, he's not a Yerush. But the answer is, the reason why you're a Yerush and a Morish is not because of your past, it's because of your attachment to Torah itself. Because Torah is Yerusha. And that means that Yehadas came up with an idea that no other nation ever had. And that is that there's a Yerusha of ideas. Everybody always thought of a Yerusha, giving over something to their children in terms of a physical, material good, land, money, whatever it might be. But the Torah came out with the idea that Yerusha is ideas. Ideas are Yerusha. The true ideas are Yerusha. Not only the true ideas are Yerusha, it's the only Yerusha. There is no other real Yerusha. Torah Tzivolono Moshe Morosha Kihilas Yaakov means the only real Yerusha a person can give to his children is Torah. Nothing else is real. Why? Why? For a simple reason. Because if a person recognizes, you see, what is the idea of Yerusha? The idea of Yerusha is that a person loves his children, has love for his offspring, so he wants to give them over that which he considers to be the good. Okay? And every person has an idea. It's an interesting thing, I just mentioned last week, that every person has, and I can prove it very simply from an experimental case. You'll hear people say, often in life, they'll say, a lot of times people are older, so they'll say, I made a mistake. I had the opportunity to go on that trip, to have a great time, and I didn't do it. I made a mistake. People express themselves. So the question, of course, and they feel bad. They feel anguish about it. They feel upset. I had that wonderful opportunity. I could have done that. I missed the opportunity. Missed the moment, you see. But the question, of course, is, when a person says that, it's a very simple question. What difference would it make now? Okay, why should you be upset about something, you see, that it wouldn't make any difference now? Had you had that enjoyment? Had you gone on that trip or whatever involvement there was? Had you done that? Now it would be over. Okay? So how could you feel regret? It doesn't make any sense. It's not logical. So you'll tell me, well, what the people mean is if they would have had a good time then they would have... They could remember that they had a good time. I don't think that's what they mean. Because if you tell the person, you say, well, I'll hypnotize you and give you these memory traces. Would that make up for it? I don't think they'd go for that. Okay? So what does it show? What does it show? It shows you an interesting thing. I mean, I don't think you can deny it. About the human personality. It shows you that this person, even though he has remorse over material good, he really believes that he has a soul, and he believes that that material, whatever that physical enjoyment was, is a good. And had he partaken of that, his soul now would be in a better situation. That's what he must mean. There's no other possibility. So you see that a person, even who is a hedonist, somehow or other, believes in the soul, and he also believes in the good. And what he's really saying is, I have a soul, and the good is the material, and had I partaken of that, now I would be better off, because anytime the soul partakes of the good, it must be in a better condition. So the only mistake the person makes, as a philosopher, he's starting off with two sound premises, okay, a soul and the good. The only thing is he makes one mistake. Mistake is what is the good? That's the mistake. Okay? So it shows you basically that everyone really has to be a philosopher. From the day of the Eitz Hadas Tov HaRa, you're always involved in your life in the good or the evil and the idea of a soul. But the only thing is that a person makes a mistake and mistakes something else for the real good. That's the error. That's the mistake. But the premises are all there. Okay? Yeah. So, yeah. The only remorse, that's why I mentioned, the only remorse a person can have is if you really lost, if you lost knowledge, then you can have remorse. Because if that's something your soul would have now, that's a benefit.
What about opportunity? I mean, you know, certain factors that a person does in their life could matter as to which direction they would have gone.
Well, if it's a material one, so then the remorse can only be as long as the material benefit is there. But if the material benefit is not there, like let's say it's retirement. And I say, look, if I would have done that, I could have been retired now. That's a logical remorse. That's logical. Because he would have a benefit right now. But I'm saying that a person in their life, when they look back over their lives, many times they have remorse over things which don't make any difference anymore. They just didn't partake of some kind of pleasure, some kind of enjoyment. What difference does it make now? That's totally illogical. But there is a logical remorse. That's correct. Yeah, you say, if I would have done that, so now I would be financially better off, so I'd be able to enjoy my financial status now. That's logical. But you'll find in life that people have remorse over things that don't make any difference anymore. It's gone. But that's only because there's an underlying assumption of a soul and a good. Okay? So the thing is that people make the same mistake in Yerusha. In Yerusha, people make the exact same mistake. They think the same good which they value in their lifetimes, namely the material good, that is the real good, so therefore they use that as an instrument of Yerusha. You see? But Yahada says that's just like it's an error in terms of the individual's life, it's an error in terms of Yerusha as well. Simply why? Because it's not the good. It's not the good. And this you could see, everybody knows Meisim B'chol Yom, where families leave over fortunes, and what happens? You have the greatest, I don't care how much money it is, doesn't matter, but you have the greatest discord, greatest battles, fights, for years, in courts, no matter how much money. Everybody that reads the paper says, I don't understand, they're fighting over $50 million. Give me $1 million, I'll walk away, I'll be out of it. But that's a mistake. It's a mistake. That's only, al tadnes chaverchot shatagilim kamo. Once the emotions get going, it doesn't make it. It's ain't ledav asof. And what happens is the people just get involved, and people who leave over for their children something which they think is the good, namely the material good. What happens, unfortunately, is if they would come back after they were dead for 10 or 20 years, they would see that it was a total disaster. Because what happened was the what they expected, what they wanted, you assume what they wanted for the children was a harmonious situation and a beneficial one, and it leads to the opposite, discord. For the simple reason, just like an individual in his life can never really have a good life if he has the material, for a simple reason, because the material is only a vehicle. But what really determines a person's life is the ideas and what the person does with the material. If there's no value system, if the value system is defective, I mean, it's impossible for the person to partake of the good. It's a simple svara, a simple idea, but that's why Yahadu says the only Yerusha that a person can leave over to his children is really the ideas. Because if you give the child the ideas, that means that this person will know how to live in a proper manner, and then they will have a good life. They may have less or more, but that's really not that significant, okay? The essence of human life is really thought, chachma, ideas. That's the real good. And if you leave that over, then you're emorish. And if you don't leave that over, it's nothing. That's the pasuk Torah Tzivolon Moshe, Morosha Kehilas Yaakov. Yadis was the only one that established a Yerusha out of ideas. And that's why the philosophers, as great as they were, they vanished. Why? Why did Plato, Aristotle, the greatest philosophers, are gone? Why? What was lacking? What was lacking? One idea was lacking. Yerushim. They had no Yerushim. There was no Yerushim. There was no Yerushim. So as brilliant as the person was, that was the end of it. During his lifetime, could be he had a good lifetime, because they were brilliant people. But the next generation, gone. No system of Yerusha. The only one that established a system of Yerusha of Chochma is Yadis. That's Teretz Yerulana Moshe Marosha Kedosh Yaakov. That is the uniqueness, an unbelievable, unique aspect of Torah. Yes. That's what I mean. That's why it's Kehilas Yaakov. Because you don't have to be born into it. Anyone that partakes of it, anyone that's part of that Kehila, that Kohol, anyone that's part of that call is taken into the system of Yerusha. That's the way it works. Okay. Oh. So I want to say like this. That the night of Pesach, the underlying theme of the night of Pesach is really that idea. That's the idea. It's the idea of Talmud Torah, but Talmud Torah B'Torah Yerusha. Okay? B'Torah Yerusha. Now B'Torah Yerusha places you in a two-directional position. What do I mean by two-directional position? Receiver and giver, exactly. Exactly. Receiver and giver. Because if you're a Yoresh and you're a Morish, so it means you inherited from somebody else, and then you're transmitting it to somebody else, to another person. So basically, the underlying theme of the Leil HaPesach is Torah B'Torah Yerusha. That's really the underlying theme. That really explains, what? Zohar Sayom HaZeh, and it explains V'Gadat HaLevincha. Both. Because you're a link. Each individual is a link, and as a link he received from the past, and he must, since he values the good and he knows this is the true good, so he must think to himself, look, if it weren't for the fact that Torah was set up as a system of Yerusha, I never would have had it. Okay? That's the Osana Chayav Adam B'chol Dor V'Dor Chayav Adam Liros Es Atzmo Ki'ilu Hu Yatza Mimitzrayim Shenema the Osana Hotzi Misham Lefichach Anachayavim Lahodos Lahalel Ulakales Almisha Osalav Osainu Vulano Eskola Nisimoilu. That's Machayev in the Zohar Sayom Azeh. Because if a person receives the good and he understands the good and he knows that the only reason that he received this good is because God established a system of Yerusha thousands of years ago, so what is the natural thing he has to do? He's Chayev in Shevach Vaydor. Must be. That's Zohar Sayom Azeh Sheyitzos Mishan. Because otherwise I wouldn't have it. What does he say? He said, Yilu Lo Hatzikosh Baruch Hu Asav Asensor Harei Ano Vanir 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 Mishabad Mepar Yilu Lepar Mitzrayim. Whether it's Paro or somewhere else. But basically you never would have the good. That's what it means. So that's the Mechayev. You as the receiver is Mechayev in Shevach Vodoh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he created an unbelievable system. A system where Yerusha is not material good, but Yerusha's ideas, true ideas. New kind of Yerusha. A new kind of Yerusha was what was established on this planet. Namely, a Yerusha of ideas in Chachma and Emes. And because of that, you are able to partake of the good. So it's Mechayev and Shevach Vaydor. But it's Mechayev and something else also. It's Mechayev and Shevach Vaydor, but it's Mechayev also in you being a Morish. V'gadato Levincha. Because you, just like you received it, and you have a Koras HaTov and Shevach Vaydor that you received it, so you're mechuyev to make sure that the next door also has the opportunity. V'gadata Levincha Bayom HaHulemar. V'gadata Levincha and the Zohar HaSayom HaZeh are really just two aspects two aspects of one concept. What is the concept? Torah Tzvilona Moshe Barosh Yitzchak. Torah Tzvilona. That's basically what it is. That's the unifying factor. So it makes no difference really. That's a machloekus between the Rambam and the Yad HaChazaka and the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos. Whether the mitzvahs derived from the Gadat HaLevincha, which is the performance of the Morish, you see, the performance of the Morish, or whether it's derived from Zohar Sayom Azeh, which is the Gavra that's the Yorish. But both are, you're going to be chayev in both anyways, because the underlying theme is what? The underlying theme is understanding the value of Torah as a value, as a good, and as a good in terms of the only transmittable good, the only thing that a person can leave his offspring on this earth. The only good is the ideas of Torah. That's basically what that's the basic theme of the Laila, the Laila Pesach. Yes. But that's why the Torah didn't set it up as two mitzvahs, because two mitzvahs would give a false implication. It means two separate things. The Zohar Sayom Azeh, Sipur, then it would mean the Sipur Nisvin of Laos, and then be another Allah, another mitzvah together. No. The Sipur of Nisim v'Neflos has to emanate from what idea? From what idea? From the idea of Yerusha. That's the Machai. It's not simply God doesn't need Ashvachos. What it means is, why am I Chayav? Why am I moved to be Mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because He created a system where I'm a Yerush. Because He created a system where I'm a Yerush, that's why Lefichach Anachna Chayav Mlodos Allah. And if a person doesn't grasp that idea, then the whole Shira has no value. Yes. Yeah. Now, really, in the Haggadah, you have a place in the Haggadah where it's clear, where the idea of Yerush is clear. Where do you have it? Where the Baal Haggadah says, he says, "Mitchila ovdei avodah zorah yavaseinu va'achshav kervon amakom avodasa shenema v'yam yeshol kol mad Hashem olakei Yisrael be'evanoy Yoshua sechem me'olom terach avi Avram v'inocha v'yavdol macherem." Then it should have said what? It should have said the Yaakov of one of Nasati. So that's Canaan. Doesn't say that. It says the Yaakov of one of Yordu Mitzrayim. Funny kind of thing. You want to show that Esav, he gave Harsel a Resh so. But Yaakov, it should say he gave him Eretz Canaan. I mean, that's the Eretz, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Nishba Lav Eseinu. No, it says the Yaakov on the Yerim Mitzrayim. Why? Funny kind of thing. And then you say Baruch Shem after Chaso, and by Yom of Avram, Yedo Atedek Yehye Yezarcho Baris Lelohem, Bavon Vino Som Vagamz Gash Yavad Adon Arachin Yetzim Chosh Gadol. Okay. So why is that so? Why does it say the Yaakov of one of Yordam Mitzrayim? Why doesn't it say the Yaakov of one of Nasati as Eretz Canaan? What's the reason? The reason is because it wasn't just an Asina. See, it wasn't just an Asina. It was an Asina through what? Through a certain method. What was the method that was used? Gula. The theme of that's where Gula comes. That's where the theme of Gula comes in. Gula was the way that the Matona, the Yerusha, was secured, and that's why there's almost no answer to why did the Jews have to go down to Mitzrayim? What kind of an ownership did they deserve? I mean, okay, it matters this, but the fact is, you don't see in the Torah any explanation for that. But what does the Navi say? The Yaakov of one of Yordu Mitzrayim. They had to go down to Mitzrayim. Why? Because they had to become the Shtabe. Chazal say that there are certain matonis you only get through Tsar, and this is one of them. Because through the fact that they were in the Shtabe to another Umar, and they were living an alien existence, that placed them in a situation that they were subject to Gula, to redemption. And once they were redeemed, then they were placed in a position where they were given a different designation. From one designation to another designation. That was Gula. So Gula was necessary. Was necessary. That only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. But apparently without Gula, without the vehicle of Gula, the whole Yerusha HaTorah would never be able to be established. That's how the three things tie together. Zocha Siyom Azer, Vigarta Levincha, and Geula. The Yaakov of one of Yardu Mitzrayim, it means that what? The situation was set up for them. That wasn't the Yerusha. The situation was set up for them that Geula could come into the picture. And that's what God gave them. He gave them a situation that lent itself to Geula. Then you say, then the Baal HaGadol goes back, says, goes all the way back. Because this goes back to the brisk men of Sarim, where the Kodesh Baruch Hu told of Yadoa Teda Kigye Yezarcha Beres Lo Lohem. Vavodim V'inu Osam Abba Meir Shana. Well, what does that mean? It meant that eventually they're going to have a Rechush Gadol. But it's going to have to be through a medium of what? A medium of Gula. A medium of Gula. That's the theme of Gula. Yes, that's Matzah. May avdus lecheiros and mishibu lugula. Why do you mention may avdus lecheiros? Somebody asked me before, and it's very simple. Because when you mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to mishabech him for every aspect. You can't overlook anything. You can't just say, yeah, oh, I'm only mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu for gula. And what about the fact that it's avdus lecheiros? You're not chayav mishabech on that? That's also something. Is that alone you wouldn't be chayav in shevach hador? Of course, it would be a shallow type of thing. It wouldn't last. But it happened. You're chayav in shevach for that also. And on the contrary, now that it's Meshibud Lugula, now the Me'avdus L'cheres is real. So now it's a real Shevach. Without the Shibud Lugula, the Avdus L'cheres would have vanished. But once you're Chayev in Shevach, you're Chayev in every aspect of the Shevach. Yes, guys. So that's why, you see, that's how the Bracha works. Because it starts off, the Mishnah says, with B'chol Dor V'dor Chayev Adam L'Eretz Atzmo Ki Hu Yatzmo Mitzrayim. And that's why what? And that's why once he sees that, he sees that he's a Yoresh, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up this unbelievable system, which for 3,000 years later, you're still the beneficiary of, you're still the Yoresh of this system. That's a Chayav Nishelach Vador, the highest degree of Shelach Vador. And then you say Halla Gadol. And he said to himself, sorry, say Halla Mitzri. And then after Hallel, so the Mishnah says, V'chosein b'geula. So the bracha, asher ga'olonu, is the chasima. Y'chosein b'geula, why? Because the geula was the vehicle through which the whole system of Yerusha was established. And that's why y'chosein. That's why you don't mention Pesach, and you don't mention Sipur Yitzchus Mitzrayim. You see? The chasima is simply chasima that's limited to geula, and that's why the bracha b'zman shebeis mikdash kayim was simply a shergol one of geula same. The yon lalalos elachol matzamar is geula, okay. And then the reason why lachosim b'zman azeh we say kena d'shem lekenu yagenu legolim u'moadim acherim abom lekasenu l'shalom smechem b'vinyan yirechem sotim l'asel v'nochal shem l'apsochem u'min azvachim is not because of Pesach. It has nothing to do with Pesach. It's the reason is the no de lachashir chodosh, because what you're saying is that the eventual, since you have the appreciation now, you have to realize that this appreciation is still lacking, because there's still one thing missing, and the one thing you're missing is the olas halev, v'molad Hashem lekechas levavcha v'eslevav zarecha. That as much as we see the ideas have a very weak influence on our personality. That's because we're not in the full state of Chachma at this point. The Or LaSalev is still there. So that's why we say, once you Meshabech HaRei Baruch Hu, we have to demonstrate the fact that the Geula, we appreciate the Geula, but not only do we appreciate the Geula, we look forward to a greater dimension of Geula. And that's why I say, V'Nod HaLacha, Shir Chodosh, Al Geula Seinu. What's Geula Seinu? It means then we'll have a different Shir for a different dimension of appreciation of the Geula. The Al Pedus Nafshenu. Pedus Nafshenu means the Pidyon and the fact that we invested the energies that were under an alien, serving alien. Alien goals now serve the true goal and the true ideas of Chochmas HaTorah and Yedias Hashem. Okay. What is it about the experience mean of being an Eved? that allowed us, that gave us the opportunity for Gula. I mean, I think the reason for that is the Torah, you know, there's a Chazal that says, Hizoru b'bnei aniyim, shemehem teitzei Torah, Chazal said. He's very careful with the don't look down at the children of aniyim, because from them, Torah is going to emerge. What Chazal mean is that as long as a person is engaged in the material and in the instinctual world, there's very little chance, I mean, of being reached with the true ideas. The Eved has a better chance. Because the Eved he's devoid of that, and it's true he's in a state of pain, which is also not the best thing, but at least that state is more conducive. And that's why the Geula was the instrument, was the vehicle, because we were Avadim, so Geula was possible, and once we had Geula, so Klal Yisrael was established, and Marusha, touches one of the Marusha, Marusha goes Yaakov itself. Okay. The Midrash not say why Klal Yisrael had to go down, I mean, to Mitzrayim, it means to say that you can't say it would be impossible to be a natural line. I mean, if everybody was a Tzadik Gomor, you could have done it, but that's not the way people are. Yeah, just one last thing. I didn't mention about the theme of Atzolah. Okay, the theme of Atzolah, we said, is a side point, significant point, but doesn't partake of the same essence. Because the theme of Atzolah is simply that without Atzolah, without the constant Hatzolah and Ashgacha, so then the Yerusha would not be possible. You have to recognize that too. The person must recognize that too. So therefore, Yechayev and Shelach Hador, for the original system, God setting up the original system and the whole institution, but you have to realize also that there's a constant Hatzolah process going on. That's V'hisham the Lavasinu V'lano Shlo Echod Bovaro Malu L'Chalasinu V'akash Baruch Matzalim Yodam. It means that's a side thing. That the side theme is that you have it because of the constant Hatzolah, constant Hashgachas. You can't overlook that either. So that's Pesach. That's a side. It's essential to bring about the state. But it's, as an idea, it's a side idea. Okay. Yeah, okay. So now what I want to do is I want to just say that based on the Shir, we're in a position to really understand, finally, I think, and clearly, the question and the answer of the Bein Chacham. Okay? Because with the Bein Chacham, you have a problem. It says, Bein Chacham is, Mo'ed is Chum Rashpat Rashan Tzila Shem Wakin Oeschem. And then it says, Afato Emolo Kilchas HaPesach, Ein Maftin Achar HaPesach Afikoma. So the whole, I mean, that whole Lashon is difficult. What do you mean? I mean, this is what you tell them, Ein Maftin Achar HaPesach Afikoma, this is the major halach of the Mitzvah Salayla. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Okay? It's a secondary halach, I mean, why is that the halacha that you tell him? And then this ki hilchos haPesach. What does it mean ki hilchos haPesach? Okay, emolai halacha shel Pesach ein maftinach Pesach avikama. So some want to say it means afat emolo ad ki hilchos haPesach. Teach him everything, but we don't have an ad in there. And I mean, a plain shot, just defies any interpretation. Okay, so before we get into it, I just want to mention something I mentioned a long time ago, that basically these questions are not these questions and answers are not, they're based on a psukim, but they're not exactly what the psukim are, because you have three of them are in Bo, basically, and Vayikim Alechem, for instance, in Bo, Yud Beis Chavo, Vayikim Alechem Benechem Ovar Azazachem, so it says that's the Sheol of Bein Russia, but it says in the Pasuk, Amatim Zev Pasuk of Hashem. Okay, Asher Pasuk Abatim Yisrael Mitzrayim. Okay, so that pasuk you used by the way for the for Pesach Zeh Shemach Shemar. Okay, yeah, and then Vigato Levincha is here. It's just the Vigato Levincha is here, and then you have Ki Yisholcha Mazos Vamate Lov Bechozik Yenu Tzev Hashem Mitzrayim Beis Avon. That's all in Bo. Those three are in Bo. And the last one, the Bein Chacham is in Voschan. Ki Sholcha Bincha Machal Lema Ma'od is in Ma'id, it's Vachuk Mashpat Shatsil Rishon Rekan Veschem. So there it says, Vamata Levincha Vodom Ayim Lefab Mitzrayim. Etin Rishon Hashem Yed Chazaka. So Mishneh Torah, it doesn't say, you should say, Ki Hilchas HaPesach Ayim Aftin Ach HaPesach HaFikama. It doesn't say it at all. Right? Okay. Yeah, that's Allah HaMadar Abonim. Okay. So So I just want to tell you, I mean, the basic idea is that the Haggadah is not the Haggadah is really based on the on HaChazal Darshan, on the Torah Shebal Peh of the Psukim. And the Torah Shebal Peh of the Psukim is that the Torah wouldn't have repeated this Vigartel Vincha, Kisholcha Vincha three times, and again another Vigartel Vincha for no reason at all. So that's why the Torah Shebal Peh says the reason for the question appearing four times, one of the reasons is because the Torah is telling you the Yesod that your answer must be according to the Makabel. You must take into consideration the Makabel of the Tshuva. And that is that's why you have the three forms of the question. But it's not really giving you a literal interpretation of what the basic Pshuto Shel Mikra is. It's not Pshuto Shel Mikra. It's based on the Torah Shebal Peh, the Ramazim of the Mikra, the Remez of the Mikra. Okay. But that's basic. But I would like to explain, based upon the shiur that we gave, I'd like to explain what exactly the Sheil of the Bein Chacham is and what the answer is. See, the Sheil of the Bein Chacham is that the Bein Chacham categorizes the mitzvos, and he's asking a question. His question is that there are three types of mitzvos, and that's what we mentioned in the shiur. There are mitzvos, also, I mean, another question is, what do you mean, Eidetz v'chukim mishpatim? So where are the mishpatim over here? Where are the mishpatim? You know, I saw a lot of mishpatim, a lot of tzaddikim, where are the mishpatim? Is different problems. I think we can remove all the problems. The Bein Chacham simply asks as follows. Mo'edes v'chukim v'mishpatim asher tziva reshem alakenu. It's not referring to in Varm to Pesach. It's a general question of the Bein Chacham. The Bein Chacham asks like this. He says there are three categories of mitzvahs, like we explained. One category is where the mitzvah is a technical performance, but behind that performance is an important idea. Okay, like we mentioned by mezuzah, if a person spends his whole life walking in and out of his house and never notices the mezuzah, he fulfills the technical performance, but he misses the whole objective of the mitzvah. Like the Rambam says, the objective of the mitzvah is that whenever a person walks in or walks out, he's pogeya in the ideas of Yichud Hashem, and Avaso, and Talmudo, and Yeroso, and this sets him on the right path, right? It reminds him of the true ideas, whether he's outside in the world engaging in business, or whether he's in his private domain and is in his home. In either case, he has to be fortified with these ideas. That's really what we, now if a person doesn't do that, he didn't violate the technical mitzvah, but he missed the whole objective of the Torah. Okay, the objective of the mitzvah. That's Eidus. That's a mitzvah like Eidus. Okay? Tzitzis, Tfilin, all those things are Eidus. I mean, they're technical performances, but the reason, the obvious reason is to bring a person to the true ideas. If it does, if it never reaches that level, he's thwarting, he's missing the whole purpose of the mitzvah. Okay, that's Eidus. Chukim means, on the contrary. Chukim is just the opposite. By chukim, there is no idea that a person should associate too when he does a chok, okay, like for instance by paraduma. So what does Rashi say by paraduma? So Rashi says that these are mitzvahs that the umos ha'olam criticize the Jews about. Okay, yeah, mitzvah lefisha satan umos ha'olam monen etz yisrael loma mo mitzvah zos matan yesh ba leficha kosev bachuka gzerehim ufanai. On the contrary, you have no rishus to be mahar after that. So that means if a person performs the mitzvahs, those chukim, you understand, and he identifies an idea with a chok, he's violating the, he's on the contrary. It is just the opposite. It's a violation. So as much as a person has a right to philosophize and say, why God, because Chazal says Shlomo Melech was philosophizing, he knew everything, but he couldn't get down to the bottom of paraduma. Okay. So apparently there's a reason for it. But that reason, I'll explain to you what that means, what exactly that means. It's not a double portion. That would seem to be a contradiction to the fact of Ein Lecha Rishus La'arachara. But it means like this. It means in Asiyas HaMitzvos, of course there's a reason why God gave the chukim. There's a reason why God gave the chukim. And a person has a right to inquire and to investigate to the best of his ability and to try to understand what the chok is. If he has a good reason, he's allowed to maintain that's the reason. Okay? But that's in the philosophy of the mitzvah. You see? But in asiyas ha-mitzvah, he is not permitted to identify any idea and say, this is the idea why God gave the mitzvah, and that's why I'm doing it. I'm not allowed to do that. A chok, by chukim is ein l'chorosh l'harachara. You have no right. That's what Rashi means, you have no right to be mahar. Why doesn't he have no right to be mahar? It doesn't mean you have no right to philosophize about it. It means in asiyas ha-mitzvah cannot be related to any specific idea, and you say that this is the reason that when I'm doing this parah, when I'm doing this mitzvah, I have this in mind. This is why God gave the mitzvah. That's why I'm doing it. You have no right to do that. Why? You see? Yeah, why? Because by chok, there's a different idea. By chok, there's an idea that God's knowledge is unattainable by human beings. Okay? Chok is a recognition of l'sfun asa in cheke, which means that you could philosophize all you want, but the fact is, like the Rambam says in the Mor, even after all the philosophy, he says, we don't know, he said, we still don't know, after all, it's chokmas Hashem. So in asiyas chok is the recognition of l'sfun asa in cheke. You can say that perhaps you can philosophize and theorize, you have a right to do that, but you have to realize at the same time that you can never come to any specific idea and identify it and say, this is the idea and this is the reason, and that's why I'm doing it. On the contrary, then you're breaking the whole concept of chok. Chok is v'lusvunosanichek. Ein l'chorashis l'arachara. Okay? But on the contrary, when it comes to mezuzah, if a person would say that, I don't know what the reason for mezuzah is, I just put it up and that's all there is to it, he'd be thwarting the whole benefit of mezuzah. So you see, there are different categories. The way God worked out the system, God's system, there are different categories. One category serves this purpose, that's Eidus, and another category serves another purpose. Of course there's a reason why God chose the details of Paraduma. But that there's a reason for it. And you have a right, insofar as humanly possible, to inquire and to try to and to conjecturize and try to understand. You have a right to believe if you have a good reason that's the reason. But that's only in philosophy. But in asiyas ha-mitzvah, no. Asiyas ha-mitzvah, you're not permitted to identify any idea and say, this is the reason I'm doing it. Because that's a denial of the l'sfun asa in cheke. Okay? So someone asked a good question. They said, let's say, for instance, by mezuzah. So let's say by mezuzah, a person never in his life ever thinks beyond the fact he put up the mezuzah and he complied with the halacha, he put it on the mezuzah, he put it in the right position, everything's fine. So let's say, but he never ever thought about the benefit of mezuzah in his life. So we're saying he thwarted the whole he's able to avoid the whole benefit of asiyas ha-mitzvah. But the question was raised, would he get credit as a person would in paraduma? Okay, so I said no, because that, in other words, the way God designed the Torah is mimenuay megrov alayin losef mimenuay megrov. This is God's chachma, and each mitzvah is designed in a way that it's a perfect instrument and vehicle of a certain perfection. Okay? So mezuzah was not designed for the purpose of l'sfun asa in cheke. That's paraduma was designed that way. Okay? Shatnas was designed that way. Other mitzvahs were designed that way. But that is, in God's infinite chachma, those mitzvahs that were designed that way are constructed because they're vehicles of that purpose, of that idea, that perfection. You can't take something else that was designed for another purpose and attain the perfection from another thing. That doesn't work. Okay? So mezuzah, God would never design the mitzvah of mezuzah to function as paraduma does. There's a reason for it. But that's the way it is. Okay? So every mitzvah is a vehicle of perfection that's designed to reach the human personality and perfected in a certain manner, in a certain way, and you can't change that. So if you use one thing for the other thing, that's not going to work. Okay? Yeah. I'm talking about perfection. So a person can't use mezuzah to give you the perfection of shabbos. It doesn't work that way. Because God would never have designed mezuzah for that purpose. So So therefore, you can't do that. It's not a simple thing. It's not a simple matter. Okay? Everything is precisely constructed for its own purpose, its own end. So if a person doesn't really think into the ideas of mezuzah when he goes in and out of his house, he misses the benefit of mezuzah. He's not an avarian. I mean, that's something else. A person just doesn't do mitzvahs. That's an avarian. That's something else. He avoided being an avarian. Okay? But he will not get the benefit of mezuzah, the benefit of shatness by doing mezuzah. You see? Okay, that's really edus, chukim, and mishpatim. Mishpatim, of course, are mitzvahs she'asecho machayvam, that they have to exist. The details, of Sadi Gani says the details you couldn't figure out, you need it. It doesn't mean this is the only reason why God gave mishpatim. But it's a different class of mitzvah, okay? Different class of mitzvah. Mishpatim is based upon mitzvah she'asecho machayvam. I personally think that, for instance, let's say somebody asks you, so everything has to fit into these three, okay? So let's say, for instance, shevach vayidah lamakom. Okay? What is that? Where does that fit in? Okay? It's not mishpat, not egos, not chukim. My opinion fits under mishpat. It's mishpat. Because mishpat is bein adam lachaverim adam lamakom. It's also mishpat. So therefore, when a person, for instance, the night of the Seder gives shevach vayidah lamakom, you see, so it means that he owes the shevach vayidah. So Rashi says in Bracha, the person not mavarach is gozel me'akadosh baruch hu es berchoso. What does it mean? It's not optional. It means that he is not acting in a proper way. He is denying something which justice demands that he should be doing. Okay. So in my opinion, the shevach vayidah lamakom comes under mishpatim. But that's not my point. I'm not trying to fit this into the pshat of Bein Chacham. I'm just saying this as an aside. But the Bein Chacham's question is basically the mishpatim is justice. Okay, so when a person gives shevach vador l'kodesh baruch hu, it's not extra. I want you to understand, it's not extra. Extra, there's nothing extra. I mean, God doesn't need the praise. It means that the person, that's what I mentioned, the night of the Seder, the person has to be moved to the point where he realizes he's chayav in shevach. L'ficha nachna chayovim lohodos l'halal. This is not something extra. It means if you don't realize that you're chayav, and you don't, then it has to be a spontaneous response based upon what understanding the situation. That's not shevach vayidah. Well, that's not shevach vayidah. It's not. It lacks. It wouldn't even be considered. It's the wrong idea. It's the wrong notion. Okay. So shevach vayidah lamakom definitely comes under mishpatim. Of course, there's only three types of mitzvah. So where does it come? Okay, I'm just explaining that. But basically, it is appropriate, the Bein Chacham's kasha. But, you understand what I'm saying? Bein Chacham's kasha is basically as follows. What are we doing here? The remez is that even though in Vas Chanan it's speaking about Kola Tara Kula, but the remez of Tarsha Bal Peh is that the reason why the Torah repeats it so many times is to show you this idea of you have to be able to answer according to the Makabal. Okay? So that's why the Balagada takes uses that shayla as a shayla of the Ben Chacham. Doesn't mean it has to be the exact shayla, but it does fit in. It is appropriate. I mean, it is appropriate. Okay, I'm just showing you that there's Pshuta Shel Mikron, then there's the Tarsha Bal Peh. This is the Agada from Tarsha Bal Peh. It's not from Pshuta Shel Mikron. Okay, but what is the question? So the question is an appropriate one. You see, according to Tarsha Bal Peh, you put it into the mouth of the Ben Chacham. So it's appropriate. So the Ben Chacham's question is as follows. There are three categories of mitzvahs. Eidus, Chukim, and Mishpatim. What are these mitzvahs halayla? What are they? Okay, is it Eidus? Is it Chukim, Mishpatim? He's a Chacham. Right away, first he wants to understand the category before he starts asking stam questions. Okay, he doesn't ask stam questions. What is the category, first of all? Then I'll start thinking about it. I'll ask my questions. That's the Ben Chacham. Okay? So what's the answer? The answer is... That's why the Balagada does not take the answer in the Pasuk. Because the Pasuk is Pshuta Shemur, something else, yes, Rambis. But the Balagada says, "In Machtir Nacha Pesach HaFikaman." Where does this answer come from? Okay? It's a Nisid Rabbanon. Where does it come from? Okay? Not Lachmed Araisa. So what's the answer? The answer is like this. The answer is what you tell the Bein Chacham is that it's neither. It doesn't belong to any of the categories. It's not Eidus, Chukim, or Mishpatim. The way you understand it. The mitzvos halayla are different. mitzvah halayla constructed differently. And that's what I said, that's what I wanted to say. The mitzvah halayla are constructed in a way, you see, that the tameh mitzvah are intertwined with the asiyah. Okay? And the one that really made that observation clearest is the Ramban. Because the Ramban said that matzazu, kol shelo omar shlosha dvar meilu lepesach lo yotzei decha vasa. Ramban perceived this concept. Kol shelo omar shlosha dvar meilu lepesach lo yotzei decha vasa, veilohein pesach matzah mar, right? And you say matzazu shanacho shema, so Ramban says it means you're not yotzei matzah. Not you're not yotzei sipo, you're not yotzei matzah. What was Ramban saying? Ramban was saying that the mitzvahs halayla are constructed differently, a little differently than the ordinary system of Eidus, Chukim, and Mishpatim. Over here, the Tameh HaMitzvah, the ideas of the mitzvah, are intertwined in the Asiyah. Okay, if a person puts up a mezuzah and he doesn't think about the whole idea of Kol Kolzman Shenichnas V'Sheyetzek is Pogeya the Yichud Hashem Navasa V'Yerasa, it doesn't detract from his mitzvah of kviyas and mezuzah. But if a person doesn't enunciate the ideas before the achilas matzah is lacking. That is an unusual, it's a new kind of a system. See? That's what the Ramban was saying, really. You have to grasp the import of what the Ramban's idea. It's a new idea, basically. He's saying these mitzvahs are constructed in a totally different way. Over here, the tamei mitzvah and the mitzvah are intertwined. You'll never find a thing like this in any other place where if you don't formulate the idea, you're missing in the asiyas of mitzvah. It just doesn't work that way. Eidus doesn't work that way. Okay? Tzitzis don't work that way. Laman Tisku, he's Chatz Kol Mitzvah Sed Hashem. I mean, if you don't look at your tzitzis, you're still Yetzir. You didn't lack in tzitzis. Over here, you're lacking the very asiyas of mitzvah. That's what the Ramban was saying. It's more than, it's the technical is tied to the ideas. Intertwined, you can't separate them out. So therefore, if you don't have the ideas, you're lacking in the technical. You're lacking in the asiyah. That's an amazing concept. Okay? So, excuse me? No. It's not only those two. That's what I'm going to tell you. That shows you that the mitzvah, that's why I started off this year. I said that over here, by Leil Pesach, it's different. That if a person, he cannot fulfill the mitzvahs halayla with just a person that wants to do mechanical mitzvahs. He's not going to be yotzeh. And the biggest raya is because of shira, I mentioned. Because shira means the whole personality has to be moved. If the personality is not moved over here, then you're lacking in the whole asiyas mitzvah. Okay? That's the whole theme, the overriding theme of the layla. Okay? And you see it best the way the Ramban understands. Ramban's explanation, unbelievably sharp Ramban. That's really what the Ramban was saying. Excuse me? Mm-hmm. Want to trace on the Ramban? Yeah. But that's the Ramban. As a matter of fact, I mentioned to you, the Rav was shocked when a Balabas showed him this pshat. It's a shocking pshat, because he said, I don't believe it. And until the fellow showed him the Ramban, he said, right, it's in the Ramban. But really, it's shocking, because for Balalacha, things don't usually work that way. But that's really the inside of Ramban. So now you understand what the answer is. Af ato emalo ki hilchos ha-pesach. Like, this is a very good example. He shows an example. Like the halacha of ein maftirna ha-pesach ha-fikama. Like any halacha like that, you show him. To show him that it's not edus, it's not chukum, it's not mishpatim, it's constructed a little differently over here. It's the mitzvah halayla different. Okay? And it gives you, I'm going to get to ki hilcha, and give him as an example. For example, show him from Ein Maftir Nacha Pesach Avikama. Okay? Now, Ein Maftir Nacha Pesach Avikama is a strange halacha. What kind of halacha is that? So the Ram says, Kidei Sheyehe Tam HaMitzvah B'Fif. Right? So what kind of a thing is that? I mean, it's a very funny. I mean, for Baal Halacha, it's a funny kind of a thing. What kind of a structure is that? Sheyehe Tam HaMitzvah B'Fif. I mean, it sounds almost like a Balabatisha kind of a halacha. You see? Really, what it is, I'll give you the best description that I can give. The nature of such a mitzvah, Sheyehe Tam HaMatzav, you don't find a halachas like that, Sheyehe Tam HaMatzav, Pesach, HaMatzav, depends. The amount of bias at the Pesach. Now, the matzah b'fiv is like an acting out of the idea. It's like an acting out of the idea. What is the idea? The idea is that the whole purpose of achila. Which idea is this? This is an idea which is the yesod nyaris. It's an idea which is mentioned in the Rambam in Hilchos Deis.